boys and girls. Welcome to the hottest podcast on the land. Let's keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? 500 total listens going strong.
Yes, sir.
Shout out
to the day ones. Shout out to the people coming from my shout outs this week. Shout out to the supporters, man. But we got the panel of co-hosts right here. We got Dom in the chat. We got Wordu. We got Justin. We got Tim. We're going to be skipping intro so we can give you all, the content y'all want. How y'all been this week, man?
Been good, bro. Been good. Been straight, just digging through this burnt down Walmart and Target debris, you know, trying to rebuild.
Why do you burn it down if you're just going to rebuild it?
I didn't burn down. Hey, for the record, Dom didn't burn a damn thing down. I ain't do nothing wrong. All right. I wasn't one of them hooligans looting, okay? Let's keep that out there. I wasn't looting, buddy.
Yeah. How have you been this week, Wordu?
Hey, man, just making music, you know, making music moves, you know, saying. Had a photo shoot last night, went great. Shout out to Victor. Shout out Benny Productions, you know what I'm saying. It's been an eventful last couple of days, and it's me and my girl's anniversary today, so I'm about to...
Happy anniversary.
I'm about to get some coochie.
It's that fucking hat.
He said that shit with so much swag.
It's so much confidence.
I hope you don't.
Hey, yo, you coming out with an EP?
Yeah, EP. The EP was supposed to been dropped, but my cover art is having a lot of problems with the cover art.
He ain't throw Dom on the EP. That shows how much respect he has to me. That's crazy.
I'm saving you for the mixtape if you didn't know, actually. That was the plan.
I think you dominated the single too much, bro.
Ooh, dominated.
I can't make the album. I gotta make the mixtape. I ain't making the first album. I gotta make the mixtape.
There is no first album.
It's cool.
Get people ready, you know. But yeah, man, how you been, B Souls? How you been, Carlo?
Carlo, chilling, bro. Is either I've been either doing YouTube or math. There's no fucking in between.
Or math, huh?
Yeah, got the summer course going on. About Tim and Justin, how y'all been? We've been hanging out, but
yeah, yeah, Tim's bald now.
Shout out to Tim with the new haircut. You know what I'm saying?
Caillou looking ass.
It's not like y'all can see it.
The fuck?
We got the black avatar out here.
Black avatar. But
you don't want to see it, bro. That's all I gotta say.
It's just a buzz cut. But before we get into the main topic, shout out to Vanessa Bryant, bro. This week she got a tattoo of Kobe and Gigi on her forearm. I don't know if it was them, like a portrait of them or just like a message, but it kind of just reminded me of everything she went through this year, and it's been a hectic ass year for the Bryant family. So shout out to the strong woman that is Vanessa Bryant. But we got some topics this week. For once, we actually have some, you know, a decent amount of NBA news, to the point where I actually had more than three to talk about. You know, we're trying to deviate from the vague topics from the first four episodes, trying to focus in on NBA shit.
Virgil is still trash.
Virgil is still trash. Keep it to Virgil's. But first thing I want to talk about this week is Nikola Jokic. Now, have y'all seen the new pictures?
Nah, I have not. I have not.
I have.
Bro.
He's looking slim.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what Serbian workouts he got going on, but I'm at his trainer up because he dropped that weight quick.
How much did he weigh before he lost weight?
It ain't about how much he weighed. Just look at him. Yeah, there you go. Just look at him.
Like, he looks like Porzingis, bro.
That's not what I said,
B Soul. Everyone's saying that. Everybody's saying he's built like Porzingis now. Wow. Like everybody knows Jokic was a big boy. And for him to look like that,
yeah,
he lost He lost enough weight. I know that much. I don't know how much he lost, but it was definitely enough.
I heard it was around 50 in, what, well, 3-4 months?
It looks like it.
This man word who looks speechless.
For a guy, because you got to understand, a guy his size losing that much weight is impressive. That's a real 7-footer that was like 270. He was like 260, 270, right? He was like 270. Because Zion's said Zion is supposedly 285. And that's the head.
Yeah, Zion got no excuse now. He ain't got no excuse now, bro.
If Jokic could drop that weight and little ass put weight on, like, I don't know what to tell you, Zion. Zion looks a little more puffy.
Zion and Lizzo have no excuse to lose weight.
Lizzo.
This man brought in Lizzo for no reason.
He put Zion in the boat with Lizzo.
Lizzo posted a video on Twitter of her working out and shit. Like, oh, this is my body and I work out.
Lizzo's not a basketball player, though, so it doesn't matter.
I don't care. Nigga, lose weight. Nigga,
she can be as thick as she wants.
It's for your own health. It's for your own benefit. Like, I don't want her to die from heart disease. She is a talented singer. I just don't want to, you know.
Wait, Justin, you think Lizzo's hot?
Objectively, she's a great singer. She's a very talented singer.
Now, that kind of goes into what I wanted to talk about with Nikola Jokic. So a week before, James Harden also came out looking like fucking Moses out here.
I saw that. Dude was slender.
Yeah, that man. This man, Wordu is researching.
Yo, Wordu, bro.
I skimmed through the topics. I didn't actually look at the topics.
Wordu has been locked in the stew, bro. This EP better go crazy.
Nah, but there was a picture that he was like taking a hike with his boys, and James Harden looked like he dropped probably 20 pounds. He's definitely not the as thick as I remember in Paws. You know what I'm saying?
In the eyes of OSN, he ain't looking like Thickums no more, bro.
Thickums,
like,
bro. Kyle Lowry?
Yeah, I thought that was Kyle Lowry, man.
Nah. James Harden was Thickums. Kyle Lowry took the mantle. He said, hold my buns, nigga. Thickums, for real. Yeah.
Hold my buns.
Oh, my God. That's how we're starting this podcast,
yo. Yeah, we starting it off homosexual, but it's all right, man. It's all right.
Shout out to Lil Nas X.
Shout out Tom 2K, bro.
Shout out Flight Mike. Shout out Flight Mike.
Inside joke, man. Nothing.
Bro, he said it's an inside joke. Like, I'm not going to put this up on the public.
This is a private video now.
Oh, my God. This is the Patreon exclusive episode.
You got to pay for this one.
Yeah, but what do y'all generally feel of these players that are, I think a reason why they're dominant is because of their size, losing weight.
I mean, James Harden, I feel like the weight loss was good for him. I don't know if he's going to start playing defense because he's slender now, but I mean, it won't hurt. It doesn't hurt a guard to lose that weight when he plays the way he does. It's going to make his flops look more realistic when people, like, you know, breathe on him and he flies away. So it helps him. Jokic, on the other hand, I mean, yes, I hope it helps his cardio so he can actually make it through fourth quarters and overtimes. But that defense is going to be way worse now. Like, there's no – his defense is going to be way worse. Yeah. Bro, his defense was already terrible when he was 270. Like, when he was able to actually body people up.
So why was Jokic's defense trash, though, when he was heavier? Why – was it just because of his weight, or was it because –
I mean, it was the lack of effort.
He's slow-footed.
Too slow. Yeah,
he's slow.
But I'm pretty sure the weight loss isn't just going to – like, I was telling Bezos this before we started recording. People assume, oh, he lost all his weight. Now his speed attributes bumped up by 12. Like, this ain't my team, bro. This isn't 2K. Like, that's not how that works. Like, yeah, you're going to be slightly faster, but is he going to be fast enough to make up for what his defense is? Like, is the weight what was holding his defense back? I don't think so. I think he's a bad defender. Now you're a bad defender that's slimmer. So what's going to happen? You're going to get baby. There's going to be guys that are
Why is James Harden rocking this LeBron James beard? Like, what's going on with him? Like, just, you have a beard. You're a millionaire.
Bro,
he's been had that beard.
Bro.
Nigga, the economy's open. I don't want to hear that shit. Nigga, get a barber to come to your crib. Get
a
haircut.
Barbers can lose their license. Beard up. Bro, barbers will lose their license.
Yo, my shit was lagged out real quick.
You don't even got a mohawk no more.
Same. And scene.
Oh man.
But yeah, I think he lost 40 to 50 pounds. Like around there.
How much did he weigh before?
Harden's at least 270.
Bro, wait, you're on Google right now.
I'm just on Instagram looking at the actual picture though, and I'm trying to see like,
probably 270 around
where
there.
Exactly did he lose the weight in his body? Like where did the weight exactly?
His stomach. Yeah.
Is most I think it's mostly in his arms.
He lost his dad bod.
Is it just like, in his stomach?
No, like mostly arms, and it's everywhere, dude. His arms he lost 50 pounds.
His arms look the same though.
Whose arms look the same?
James Harden.
Okay, I'm not saying he's not talking.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jokic.
Bezos is talking about Jokic.
No. That nigga Jokic like Porzingis.
I don't think y'all talking about the same person.
Okay.
That nigga
Harden like definitely didn't lose 50 pounds.
Yeah, no, yeah, Harden's like 20 probably. 20,
yeah.
15, 20.
20.
But it was a noticeable slim up because he looked like one of those players who was like, you know, a little doughy, you know, like you know, like he looked like a pro, but not like a pro. He like an overseas pro. Like he was built like an overseas player.
But the thing about Zion is a lot of people have been saying that he should lose weight for his health and injury. Yeah, injury risk. But my thing with Zion is he's not the most skilled player. Like most, like he's successful because of his physical abilities size. His size.
And what a lot of people don't realize is Zion, y'all don't see how he's built. Like a lot of players, like the players they compare Zion to and say, look at this guy, like look at this guy's injury history, this guy, no one's lower extremities were built like Zion's. I'm just saying this.
Lower extremities. Oh my God.
Zion is a thick guy from the waist down. I don't know if y'all see his legs, his thigh area, the glutes. Like he's built to be 280, bro. Like I would say he should drop down to like 270. Like be around Jokic's weight. 270 is a good weight. LeBron was 270. So 270 is a solid weight for Zion. But people are saying, oh yeah, Zion should be like 250, 245. No. Like, no, bro. Zion's going to... He's not going to be Zion.
That's a big boy.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Because that's the thing. Even with LeBron in 2015, when he first came to Cleveland, I know he lost a couple pounds just to slim down. And we saw immediately that he wasn't driving to the rim the same. Like, he wasn't as powerful and as physically imposing as he was in Miami. So, like, I just don't... Like, obviously, losing weight is good for these players if they're... If they're weighing too much, long term. But I just don't know if it perfectly correlates to them being a better player, at least off the bat.
I just feel like somebody like Zion, like right now, is to be the time. Like he should already be building up these like on ball skills. Like build up your skills right now while you're young and able to be this big. So by the time like with LeBron, by the time you get over the hump, you hit that 30 mark, that 30, 33 mark. Then you start chopping the weight off because you're getting older. That's another thing with LeBron. LeBron lost the weight because his prime was coming down. Like he's not going to be LeBron forever. His body's going to tear down. Heavier you are, the more likely it is to tear down on you. So cut the weight off now. So Zion, so let Zion be Zion for the first 2-3 years. See if there's a problem. If there's no problem, let him knock out. And then when he gets older, he's going to be smart enough to know, take care of my body. Let me cut this weight off now. I'm not the same guy I was when I was 19.
Yeah, but what do y'all think specifically with Jokic when he comes back? Because the Denver Nuggets, they're not like just some scrub like 8 seed. They're with a top contender. 4. Yeah, they're a contender.
At best, top
2. At least with records. Yeah.
He's the reason.
Are y'all concerned for the Nuggets in this case, or are you guys more excited to see what?
I mean, no, I don't think this puts them. I don't think this puts them in any worse situation than they were before. So, I mean, all he's going to do is he only can get better. I don't think the weight loss is going to make him worse. Like, his only thing I can see getting worse is his low post game because you're not as big no more. So,
but that's the thing. That's a big part of his game. It's not like...
But that's not the only part of his game, though. Like, for the Nuggets to thrive, it's not just, okay, Jokic's got to get this bucket down low.
He can pull it off. Or it's a wrap. He's such a great ball handler,
And he can get other... He can set up other guys to score. Like, that's another thing. Yeah. Like, that's what makes this Nuggets seem so dangerous and makes him so good. That's why people have him as the best or second best center in the league is because he's going to actually get the ball where you need it to be, like a point guard. Like he's going to run the offense. He's going to get you those assists. He's going to
playmate. So even if his low post game is taken away, maybe the weight loss is going to help his playmaking. Maybe he's going to be able to get out on the floor a lot quicker than he was before. He stays on the floor a lot longer because his cardio's up now because he's not 270 and red in the face anymore. Yeah. So this could be a lot of reasons why it works.
If he can build his muscle, or if he can build muscle to the point where, like what Giannis is doing, or Kristaps, that's a deadly ass dude, bro. Oh my god,
that's genetics.
What do you mean?
That's genes, bro. That's
just Giannis's Nigerian genetics. You know,
we're just... say, yeah, that's genes with Giannis, bro. Because
you don't see,
look at his brothers.
Just,
yeah, his brothers are the same way. Well, his oldest.
Okay, but what about Kristaps? Kristaps is looking ripped as fuck.
I mean, he's gets to that level, right? Where's Porzingis from?
How ripped does he really look, though?
Has he even played this year?
Porzingis has been nice this year. Well, his second half of this year. He's had a slow start, but
20-10
he had a long time off.
Yeah.
Porzingis, yeah, he's definitely 20-10 guy.
But if Jokic can just, maybe not to that degree, but if he can turn that, you know, skinny fat into actual muscle and work on his agility, then I think for the long game, this might be better, but... In terms of the 2020 tournament, I don't even know what the fuck
I don't
is.
Call this shit.
I don't know what the fuck this is. But I don't know if it'll immediately correlate to the Nuggets being better. But hopefully. Yo, what you looking up?
I'm looking at Porzingis' body. Pause.
Yeah,
that's
it. This dude went to Google and typed in Porzingis. He typed in
Porzingis.
Porzingis
trips. Porzingis, bro. Porzingis.
He went on Google and typed in Porzingis XXX, bro. That's crazy.
Typed in Porzingis weight, and I see a picture of LeBron behind Porzingis. Pause.
Head ass. So what's the analysis looking like, bro?
What do you say?
What's the analysis looking like?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the big knock on Porzingis is that he can't really rebound. I mean, he did a great job this season with rebounding and whatnot. I just want to see if he's going to add anything to his arsenal that would make me believe that he's a...
What does he need to add?
Jokic is a great passer.
But you have Doncic. Like, what? Why would he pass the ball if I have Doncic? Like,
you want to play hot potato?
What do you want?
It doesn't hurt to add passing, regardless of who you have.
I mean, you have like how many assists? Well, assists don't even correlate to
what else is he going to improve on? He can shoot. He can rebound. What else is he going
to
improve on?
This season he was just trying to prove that he can come back from his injury.
Like, actually play. Like he got
this is like the same thing with Gordon Hayward this year. Like I wouldn't expect for him to improve on anything really. Just at least prove that he's still what he was before the injury.
Before he got hurt, yeah. Or at least 80%.
All I know is that Porzingis is and has always been better than Blake Griffin. I'm tired of niggas saying
that came out of nowhere.
That I mean, I agree with that.
Porzingis is a more talented, all you can say is Blake is more athletically gifted. That's all you can really say.
I'm just wondering where that came out of.
Because I'm tired of people like step back. I'm tired of niggas saying that Blake Griffin's better than Porzingis.
Who was saying that?
Let me let y'all know. He's having a personal conversation with somebody that's not here, and he's using this to prove a point. Like, he's using this time.
I'm talking, because I hear multiple people say this argument, though. I hear multiple people say this argument.
Three dudes in a Discord.
Bruh, I don't know the last time I heard a Blake Griffin versus Kristaps debate. I'm not going to lie.
What you mean? All the time.
Blake was in the last time
that comparison was made. He was in the Clippers last time he said that.
So what big man would you compare Porzingis to?
Why are we comparing Porzingis, right? And we're talking about him coming back from an injury. We were talking about Jokic. How do we still all?
I mean, overall. Like,
and now we're talking about Blake.
I just mean, okay. Who would you rather have, Dominique? Who would you rather have on your team, Porzingis or Blake Griffin?
We're talking about Jokic.
Damn, he used your government name, bro.
Answer the question. Who would you rather have, Porzingis or Blake Griffin?
KP, bro. Give me KP.
That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
Thank you.
I don't know who next you're topic.
Beast Mode, next topic.
empty stadium, bro.
I'm like, I wasn't the one you was having this argument with, so I don't care. KP, bro. Like, I don't.
Step back. You're foolish. You're very
Jesus
foolish.
Jesus Christ.
Nobody said step back.
Step
back is one of our other friends, but that sounded like it was on your chest, bro. You feel good?
It was. It was.
You feel
was.
Good now?
You know where dude was the only dude in the Discord saying KP over Blake the way he just said that. Everybody was saying Blake's better than KP the way
they
he just
were. Did. No, they were just doing that to troll. You know how they are. They were just trolling. They know KP's better than Blake. I think everyone in the comment section should know that by now, right?
You already know. You know who you're talking to. Like, they're going to say, they're going to troll you. You're going to get about three Blakes is better in the comments.
All right.
I could say, I think KP was better than Bam.
All right, we're not doing this. All right, bro. All
right, yeah, we're not.
Pizzo's next topic.
What? Like, he was
we're talking about Jokic's weight loss.
We're talking about Jokic's weight loss.
We're talking about thick basketball.
Jokic, players. Congratulations. You lost weight around your thighs and your gluteus maximus. Congratulations.
Gluteus maximus.
You had 3 months to lose all the weight. I'm proud of you. You should have been doing that regardless. If LeBron is working, he's the face of the NBA. I think you should follow his lead. I will get to LeBron later, but Pizzo's next topic.
Okay.
Jeez. Oh, God.
So, it wasn't even on the list, but I'm guessing we're just planning this off tangent already. But speaking of the NBA's return, Kyrie has been on blast lately. Now, some of y'all are coming from a video where I talked in depth about exactly what the subtopic is for the podcast. But just a quick summary. News came out that Kyrie has been one of the driving forces in raising concerns about the NBA's return. He hosted a call with 80 to 100, I even heard like 200 NBA players on Friday wanting to talk about the concerns about the NBA, how they're going to return. But it wasn't just from a health perspective. They were talking about from the protesting perspective, COVID-specific reasons, financial implications. Because I believe if they don't come back, there's something going on with the CBA. I'm not too sure. But the reason being that he held that conference was the week before the NBPA voted on the NBA's return. And that vote only included CP3, the 7 vice presidents, one of them being Kyrie, and some of the reps from the other teams. Now, everyone's been clowning him, as y'all have seen on Twitter, talking about how Kyrie's being a drama queen again. We kind of went on a tangent earlier. Okay. But like I said, I just made a whole last video about this, but what do y'all think about?
Oh, no, I'll let Justin and Tim go first. We just talked all about basketball. I want to get their opinions about this.
Wait, you said he voted for it to come back, right?
Yeah, the week before.
So he did vote for it. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I saw it on Twitter. I watched your video. I saw it on Twitter, and I immediately was like, yo, this dude's just – he's just being Kyrie again.
Yeah.
He always do shit like this. But then I watched the video, and I got to agree with you, man. I mean, it is his job to put out for his players, but I think they just put the headlines in bad. They just pulled the wrong quotes. Some of the shit they were posting, it was like – it was like – I saw one. It was like Kyrie doesn't want to play or something. I was like, that's not even – that's not really what he was saying. He literally voted to play. Like, he's not even playing, but he's
a vice president of the NBPA. That's like his job.
And he voted to play. He voted to have the playoffs. And the headlines are like, Kyrie will refuse to play or stuff like that. Like, they just know people will believe anything he says. Like, will believe that he will say anything. So like, oh, I'm sure Kyrie said something stupid like that. And I believed it. I was like, yeah, I'm sure Kyrie's saying stupid.
He said the earth is flat. I believe he says anything.
Yeah. He'll say anything.
Like Kyrie said the earth. It could be a headline out right now saying Kyrie thinks the earth is a simulation and the skies are actually pink. I'd be like, yeah, that's
what Kyrie would say.
Where do you throw his hat? Why?
Do you want to interject? Do you want to interject, Wardu?
What the
fuck? Turn his mic off.
He left.
I had to mute my mic because I heard utter blasphemy come from Upchurch's mouth when it comes to Kyrie Irving and what he has to say. Kyrie Irving is smarter than the average human, smarter than the average NBA fan. Most of these players, they know more than actual casual fans. So the fact that we're just going to dismiss anything Kendrick that an Perkins? NBA player is saying.
I just said.
No one cares about Perkins, man. Perkins, he an idiot. Look.
All I said was I can believe Kyrie says anything crazy. I was agreeing with what my man said about the headline. So it's crazy to think that
the earth is
flat. Why are you coming at me, though? Why is it what Dom said? That wasn't my point.
Dude, it was just me that said that. That was me.
You just said that.
I didn't say. That was just me. Justin said it.
Justin, shut up.
All I'm saying is I definitely see where he's coming from with believing anything Kyrie says in headlines because he said some crazy shit before. That's making me a bad person. Word, dude, damn. Don't throw your hat at me.
He said some crazy shit before. What did he say before that was crazy?
Word, bro, he said the earth was flat. Stop.
My God. Word, dude thinks the earth is flat.
How was that crazy?
Oh, my God.
Word, dude also thinks NASCAR is a sport. So,
Word, dude, hold on.
We're not going into
NASCAR is a sport.
But Tim, what'd you think about the Kyrie shit?
Bro, I hate Kyrie.
Okay. Oh, God.
I hate Kyrie.
Who hates Kyrie?
I do, bro.
Apparently, Tim. Okay, go ahead.
Mute your mic.
Elaborate then.
Go ahead, bro. You got the floor, bro.
I just think he's not even playing this year, so like I don't get why he's saying that. Like I kind of agree. like yeah, but like also like didn't Fred? Fuck, I say his name wrong every time.
Fred Flintfleet.
Fred Flint. Fred didn't want to say, but yeah, he no, you don't even understand.
Fred Flintfleet.
Fred Flintfleet. he said like most of the players don't have enough money, like the same amount of money that Kyrie has, so like they need to play. And it's like I just think like if why would you not want to play? Like you can
I don't think Kyrie ever called for a whole ass cancellation.
He didn't say he didn't want to play.
He just doesn't want to happen right now for it to be canceled.
He just made it seem like
we have to think about what we're doing before we just come back, bro. He's not saying to cancel the season. This goes back to the argument about clickbaiting. Y'all niggas read a title and run with the shit when clearly he did not say that.
Honestly, that's what I did until I saw B-Soul's videos. I was like, Kyrie? Yeah, he probably said some dumb shit.
And I'm going to be honest, when I first read the headlines,
I just don't like him.
And I'm going to be honest, when I first read the headlines, I did the same shit. But I knew everybody I should at least read the article. That's what everyone does.
There wasn't one person that read that Kyrie headline. Yeah. I was like... I believe it's another sign. Like, bro,
you gotta read the ESPN articles. You gotta read the articles.
But what I'm saying is, Kyrie has put himself in a situation as a person where you will believe anything that someone says came out his mouth because he said some outlandish shit before. His teammates came out and said he's fucking bipolar. So you will believe anything this nigga says. He has mood swings in the middle of the season during practices. Like, come on, bro. I would believe anything. Like, if someone put a line out right now, Kyrie Irving says he wants to retire from basketball after this season. Well, shit. All right. Well, let's get these tributes to Kyrie out the way because he's gone. I'm going to believe it. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, let me go look at the article and see what Kyrie said about retiring. Like, no, I'm just going to be like, he wants to retire. Like, yeah. I'm going to take it for face value because it's Kyrie.
He's the Antonio Brown of basketball.
Okay. Everyone be quiet. Just give me 5 minutes just to talk.
Bro, we give you five. Okay, talk.
Just don't bring step back into it. Go ahead.
The Antonio Brown of the NBA? The Antonio Brown of the NBA? That nigga is a psychopath. You compare Kyrie Irving, who went to Duke, a well-educated black man... Number one.
He played 6 games at Duke.
That's what I'm saying.
He played more games in high school.
I'm not talking about
his... And he got on an athletic scholarship, bro. Stop. Stop.
I'm not talking about his athletic ability. I'm talking about he has a Duke education.
No, he doesn't.
He didn't go to class.
No,
he was there for 1 year.
He got an athletic education. That's good.
You think he went there injured?
Bro, half of his classes were probably electives. He took, like...
Man
took gym class.
Bro, you're telling me most of the people on athletic scholarships don't take easy classes?
Unless you're Derrick fucking Rose, I would believe that. Derrick Rose is an idiot. Derrick Rose has no brain cells.
That's funny because Derrick Rose
is just
really
so good of an athlete.
Derrick Rose cheated on his fucking SAT, bro.
Derrick Rose had somebody else take his SAT so he can get into Memphis. I'm not gonna lie, that's a whole new level of dumb.
Like when Kyrie talks, you know he's smart. He can articulate himself very well, regardless of what kind of opinion he has. It might be outlandish, it might not be outlandish, but that nigga knows what he's talking about. You can hear what he's talking about. Read
how
all the English.
What you talking about if you're wrong? What?
How can you be
wrong and know what you're talking about?
That's coming from your perspective, though.
Let's look at it in a logical perspective. If the earth was flat, it would have an end. Where the fuck is the end of the earth?
What if there is no end, Dom? That's why the Earth is flat right there. Your camera moved. That just proves that the Earth's flat right there. Boom. So, boom.
Time out. No. So you're telling me the Earth is an infinite fucking blank page in the universe that the never Earth ends.
It is constantly expanding. It's not an actual solid. So the it's Earth not is like
the universe.
The Earth and is the universe.
So niggas like you and Kyrie Irving is why I believe headlines. Because you say shit like that. The Earth is forever expanding. Where is the proof? Where's your the proof?
Heart, if your heart expands, the Earth expands. Heart what? Is an anagram for Earth. It is an stay woke.
I just don't know how you can say this shit with a straight face. Like I don't understand. Like I would crack halfway through.
I'm just saying, there's no reason why people should
stop watching flight videos.
Retarded. That nigga flight retarded.
Oh, but you think flight's retarded?
Your top's kidding.
I thought he actually was like it had like a syndrome or something like
so
that.
So you think flight's retarded, but you out here believing the Earth is flat? Like
I thought he had ADHD or something. I don't know.
Hey, what's wrong with that, bro?
That doesn't make you retarded having ADHD.
Like, I have ADHD, dude.
It's people like you.
Yeah, watch yourself.
It's people like
me,
you.
Dom. How could you say that?
All right, what do you think of the Kyrie shit? Because you said you were gonna go on a little rant.
Okay, LeBron. Was the correct me if I'm wrong, LeBron was not in the call, correct?
No, the one he held this Friday, no.
No, he doesn't want to play.
Why? Okay, that's okay, but you're the face of the NBA. Why are you not at least in the call?
Because he probably was in a call with the fucking teacher at his school.
Chris Paul was there. He was Carmelo was there.
I'm not going to lie. He should have been in the call, bro. Even though he
Let me ask you a question. Who the fuck cares what Carmelo Anthony thinks right now? Chris Paul, he's the president of the Players Association. I give you that. I give you Chris Paul. Who the fuck cares what Carmelo
Anthony right now? Look at this, right? Who's the vice president of the Players Association? Who's the vice president?
Garrett Temple.
There's seven of them.
One of them is Garrett Temple.
Isn't Kyrie one of them?
Yeah, yes. Kyrie is one of them.
So why can't LeBron listen to his vice president?
Because LeBron runs the league. What?
Okay. I'm not gonna lie. Huh? Even though LeBron should like he didn't have to be in there. I think he's high enough to the point where he should at least be in there, even though he didn't agree.
How do y'all know Kyrie wanted him in there?
Because it was a Zoom invite.
Dom, will you stop capping for LeBron?
It was a Zoom call.
You're giving me a headache. You're giving me a migraine.
Hey, all I know is, listen, we on Zoom right now. When I hit the link, you gotta accept it. How you know Kyrie ain't accepted? I'm just saying. Let's be real.
Oh my God!
LeBron could have hit the link one time, waited for 5 minutes, and ain't nobody accept him. And he was like, "Fuck it, I'm about to go drink some wine." Like it's LeBron. He got a family. He got shit to do. Like let's be 100 here. Maybe Kyrie ain't accept his invite.
Why does it matter if LeBron was in the call? How does that change? That doesn't change what Kyrie said.
Like, I don't understand what LeBron has to do with anything right now.
It matters because 200 niggas were there and the face of the NBA ain't there.
He probably didn't get accepted.
You don't know why he wasn't there.
He said Bezos. All right, bro. Just mute your mic and go throw your hat. Look, this is what I got to say about the Kyrie thing. I understand where Kyrie's coming from. Being a person who wants the NBA back, I want it back because I'm a diehard NBA fan and, you know, it's hard to live off just MMA. Like, we need sports in the world.
I heard they're going to have an island for that.
They do.
They got a fight island coming out.
I might have to watch
that. Shit's lit. But, like, the NBA is something that's needed. I do understand where players are coming from when they say they need this money to play. I believe the whole issue with the CBA is if the NBA doesn't return, they're just like how the MMA is. You're scheduled to hold a certain amount of games televised on whatever networks you got deals with. The reason there's fucking MMA fights every week, they signed a deal with ESPN to where they have to hold a certain amount of fights every year. So they have to pump these things out because you're on the contract. I know for a fact the NBA does the same thing. That's why it was a bump in the money. That's why players get paid $200 million now versus players that got paid $90 million in the fucking 90s. Like, they sign these deals with these TV companies and you have to put something out there. Like, even if there's a pandemic, if you can play, Nigga, they want you on there to make some money, recoup some money, because a lot of these corporations are taking big hits. So there's players that need money. There are these owners that need money. There's money that needs to be made. So players that are like, oh, I get where players are coming from when they say they need the money. I also get where players come from when they say we have an issue in the U.S. right now where it deserves 100% of our attention. We got to create change. And if we're out here on this court, it's distracting y'all from the change that needs to be made. Now, some could argue, use the NBA as a platform to promote what change we want. Walk out there with whatever you want, like Black Lives Matter hoodies and shirts and wear black socks and do whatever you want to do. Cap took a knee for what he believed in. So use your platform to do what you believe in. A lot of these players are scared they're going to get Kaepernick. That's the problem. That's what it is. They don't want to say it, but a lot of these players that don't want to play because they're using the whole Black Lives Matter thing and the whole George Floyd thing and we need to keep our attention here, you don't want to risk your bag going on TV and protesting the way others have. Cap lost his job because he protested. Now, granted, it was in a time where not that many were protesting on that level and people seen it wrong. Still, there are players that could fear that. Like, oh, if I go out here and protest this, what might happen? Like, I might get blackballed out of my next contract. Who knows? Who knows? So let's not play. I see both sides. I don't feel it's right that Kyrie got villainized like that. Everybody just jumped on the Kyrie hate bandwagon. That was kind of whack.
It's popular to hate Kyrie. It was popular at a time to hate Kobe. It was popular at a time to hate LeBron. It was popular to hate all of these niggas at a certain point. That doesn't mean you should villainize them for having an opinion. That's They're true. Players. They're this. It's a union. They have a brotherhood there. If one person has an opinion and the majority of them are there and the face of the NBA isn't even there to even hear what he has to say. How did you bring this back
to LeBron?
Bro, not cool, bro. Like Chris LeBron Paul is there, Melo is there.
Do you know if any of those other 200 players held anything in the MVP?
Do we even know LeBron wasn't there for a fact? He wasn't there.
Yeah, a lot of reports said he wasn't. Yeah. I just think it's mandatory.
If it's not mandatory, I don't see why he has to be. Like, yes, I get it. LeBron's a big face, but if LeBron is already doing his thing to protest, why do you need LeBron there to be like, hey, I don't think we should play we distracting people from the cause. If LeBron is out here trying to promote the cause and promote change, he has a point. Why does he need to be there if LeBron's already trying to promote change? Why do I need to be there to hear you tell me this? Text me, nigga. Like, why do I need to be here?
All of LeBron's associates are there too. All of his brothers are there too. Chris Paul is there too.
Chris Paul's the president. He has to be there.
Chris Paul and LeBron aren't cool. They aren't brothers, nigga. LeBron
isn't the president of the NBPA. He's not a vice president in the NBPA. He's not a part of the NBPA.
Oh my God. I know that. But you're LeBron James. Why aren't you? Nigga, you are the NBA. Why aren't you there?
Because he doesn't have to be, because he's the NBA.
Please.
Okay, just to summarize, I think at the end of the day, the reason Kyrie held that call was because the week before, only 40 NBA players at most were representative. Because there was the NBPA president, Chris Paul, the 7 vice presidents, Anthony Tolliver, because he's the secretary / treasurer, and then like a couple of the reps from every NBA team. So at most, that's 40 players. So what Kyrie did was the week after, because the NBA is more than just 40 players, he held a meeting with 100 to 200 players. They have
a player from each team, a representative from each team, right?
Yeah.
So you don't need all the players. That's what a representative is for. They represent the players. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Some of the younger players, well, I have a representative, their voices weren't good. Players.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking KCP is in there for LeBron. Oh, Rondo is there for LeBron. Oh, Kuzma is there for LeBron. Oh, Frank Vogel's there.
To answer Justin's question, I heard a lot of reports saying that some of the younger players thought that their voices couldn't be heard. And obviously, if you're a representative, they're going to take the older players more. So, like, Mo Bamba,
guess who's not a younger player? LeBron. LeBron's voice was heard, bro.
I feel like I'm talking to a wall at this point.
I just don't understand why he has to be. Just tell me
he doesn't need to be in the fucking Zoom call.
I understand why Dom is capping for LeBron, but Justin, Tim, what y'all doing?
Just tell me why he needs to be there.
He has a representative for his team. If he believes his representative did represent him justly, he doesn't need to be there.
Dominique Upchurch, can I ask you a question?
If there's 200 players there, why the fuck does LeBron need to be there?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, go ahead.
If something like this happened in the NFL, everyone was there, but Tom Brady wasn't there.
Okay.
Why does Tom Brady need to be there? That is what I asked. Tom Brady has the most rings out of any fucking football player there is. Why does he need to be here?
Why shouldn't he be there?
Because he's already represented by a player of his team.
Let me ask you a question. Was that not an optional Zoom call?
The Zoom call itself, like,
was
bro,
it optional? Was it not an optional Zoom call?
It's not optional. It's optional. Okay, it's optional.
Okay,
it's
optional. So if something is fucking optional, that means I have the option.
Technically, you're right. It's not optional. He's actually right. But if you are the face of the NBA and your duty is to fulfill, to promote the company, which is the NBA, and you have a whole movie coming out based on your career in the NBA, and you're not going to listen to one of the integral parts of your career?
I am Kyrie Irving. Sure there are no aliens stealing people's powers in the NBA right now. I know that for a fact. There are no aliens stealing people's powers in the NBA. So I don't think this movie has anything to do with the fucking NBA. Let's just keep it a buck.
I think time's up. Your time is up, Dom. Next topic.
Jesus Christ.
I think we talked about the Kyrie Irving and the return shit too much. So,
Kyrie, I love you, man. Duke Nation. Let's go.
This nigga turned LeBron. He turned the Kyrie topic into LeBron wasn't there. That's the problem.
That's some Skip Bayless shit, bro. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
LeBron wasn't even there. That's some Skip Bayless shit
you just did.
Yo, Bezos, that man literally said, "Hey, man, I know we're here to talk about Kyrie.
I look like LeBron."
I know we're here to talk about Kyrie's opinion, but you know even crazier than that? LeBron not even being there to hear his opinion. Come on, LeBron. Like, who the fuck is talking about LeBron right now? Like, yo, you just flipped that whole... You went from Jokic to Blake Griffin and went from Kyrie to fucking... LeBron wasn't even there, bro. Like, that's the real topic. LeBron wasn't there.
You're acting like there weren't, like, 200 players there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, LeBron's vote is the vote that matters. Like, if LeBron was there, they would have convinced him not to do it, and then they would have did it. Like, no.
The whole point of the call was to bring up the voices who couldn't be heard. So why
you want the most heard voice there?
Like, what? Yes. Is that a crime? Is that a crime? What? They held the ball. Talking to a wall?
They held the ball.
If you're watching this podcast on the channel, please comment down below. Am I talking to a wall?
Bro, they held a
call. Why wouldn't you want the most
call for players whose voices weren't heard? And your rebuttal is fuck all them. I want the nigga whose voice matters the most to be there.
I want all of the top 50 players in the NBA to at least be there. Yes, Dom. Yes. Why? Is that a crime?
Why, though?
Why?
But if 45 out of the 50 came, I don't...
Bezos, next topic.
So you don't have a why. You're just saying shit because you're 40.
I told you. He is the face of the NBA. He is the face.
Shit to say shit.
He is the face. He is the NBA. They're trying to change. Bro, next topic. He is the. He should be the logo. He should be the logo. LeBron should be the logo. LeBron should be the logo. He is the face. Next. With a snap of the finger, LeBron can make a trade. Just like this. Just like this. Why can't you be here?
I didn't
Why
know
can't
I was
you
doing
be there?
Podcast with flight, bro. I didn't.
Next
I didn't
oh, next my God. Podcast, all right. Now, on a lighter note, did y'all see that PS5 reveal?
Man.
Yes, sir. She was trash.
Specifically the 2K one.
Let me start this one off. The fucking 2K Ultra Sweat Edition.
Take it easy on Zion. Take it easy.
First of all, chubby cheeks in that damn trailer. Okay. It's one thing. Bro, I've been playing 2K since 2K fucking 2. Let me tell you, 2K has never accurately depicted a player's weight outside of Glenn Davis. All right. That's the only player they ever got his weight right on the game. The fact that Zion can go in a 2K trailer and from the neck up look overweight is very troubling to me. Because from the neck down, he had a basic 2K body. But the neck up, that was really Zion. That was the they had a little 2K shits on their face. They scanned it. They scanned that nigga face perfectly for the next gen. And he looked like he was definitely pushing 3 pounds, 3 bills, bro. He definitely was under 300 pounds for that goddamn face.
Of course he did. He broke the rim right off.
Was pushing 6 Virgils.
Bro, that man, Zion was looking real thick from the neck up. All I'm saying. But 2K was looking nice, you know. I like they added more sweat for some reason.
You say this every year. 2K, it looks nice. Okay.
I mean, it didn't show shit.
It's going to be dog shit when the connection comes out.
It was literally a fat dude dribbling and dunking. Like, that's all it was.
It was a very fit boy dunking a ball.
Like, in an empty gym with sweat. Like,
No one said that the game was going to be trash. Or no one said the game was going to be good. We're talking about graphics at this point.
The graphics of 2K are already really good.
The graphics are already,
and they're probably going to be better, but the game's going to be exactly the
game is going to be, unless they bring back affiliations.
It's not going to be the exact
unless
same.
They bring back it's affiliations.
Not gonna, it's not.
There's no saving this game.
Bro, first of all, it's not going to be the exact same because when they port it over on the new gen consoles, it's going to work differently.
Whole different game.
It's going to be like jumping from 2K14 on 360. 2K14 on
I'm talking about the gameplay. The gameplay is going to be exactly the same.
It's going to be different.
Maybe it's a little quicker. Maybe it's going to be different. Better graphics.
I know for I'm saying this now. Anybody can come back to this date on this video.
Why are you
saying it now? The gameplay will be 100% different.
The gameplay looked like NBA Live.
They didn't even show any gameplay.
It was a trailer.
From the trailer I seen how he
they didn't show any gameplay.
From the trailer when the little teaser, how he was dribbling that teaser, it looked like Live. That's what I
said. NBA Live.
That was the first thing I tweeted when I fucking seen it. I was like, 2K looking like Live now. Like, don't be fooled. Like, it looks like Live, but how this trailer looks.
Yeah.
And that's just the teaser. Now, maybe that was just for the cinematics. Maybe that's not how they really going to dribble. But at the same token, I don't know.
Yeah. I think with 2K, most of the problems is more of balancing issues. They're really bad with balancing issues. But in terms of making a pure basketball game, they do a pretty,
it gets no better.
Pretty good. Yeah, it gets no better. There's no other product.
That's why you can't go and play nothing else. Everybody can play 2K, but still plays it. Like, you can't go play nothing else. Go get on Live if you want to. You're going to uninstall it by the second quarter. Like, it's nothing. There's nothing that competes when it comes to simulation basketball.
And the thing you can't knock about 2K is every time there's a new generation console, they make a huge leap.
They show up. Yeah.
They show up
to play. So I'm excited about this one, but I'm also very terrified because the last 3 years of 2K, have not been good to me. So they it's hard to get excited about some shit that scares you. I'm excited because I know next gen, they always take a bump, they take a step up. But when Ronnie 2K goes on stream and say, that's not the park y'all playing in, and it's the exact same park. I don't trust these niggas, bro.
The only thing that will save this game is if they add affiliations, they bring back Rivet City, Sunset, Old Town, whatever they call it. I think it was Old Town.
Bro, I'm going to tell you exactly what will save this game. None of that. They don't even have to bring back affiliation. Let me tell you what will save this game. Make it cross-platform.
I think that'll be number two on Call of Duty.
I'm telling you.
Look at Fortnite.
This is the most fun I've had on a Call of Duty.
That would be nice.
5 years, bro, and it's cross-platform. Like, a lot of the games that are popping off right now, cross-platform. Mortal Kombat, guess what they just added? Cross-platform. Fortnite killed the game when they made that shit for cross-platform. Like, that is what will save 2K. If you give me, an Xbox nigga, the chance to whoop on some PlayStation people for talking shit, oh, man.
Wait, you have an Xbox, bro?
Yeah.
He has an Xbox,
Are you getting the Xbox Series X? Or are you going to need a
PS5? Yes, I am getting... I am definitely getting the X.
Are you getting both? Because you got both last gen.
Yeah, I definitely had the 4 and the Xbox One. But I'm getting the Xbox refrigerator first, and then I'll get the PlayStation Wi-Fi.
Mini fridge.
That ass.
I'm like, do you both think? Of, Both of them consoles look fucking retarded. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
One looks like a mainframe.
It is what it is, man.
They look like DVR, like, receivers, bro. Like, look like TV like receivers.
Like, the joke on the routers. Xbox they One did was it looks like, like routers. It did as look like a fucking cable box. Like, everybody said the Xbox looked like a cable box.
Like a Belkin router, bro.
And now the PlayStation 5 look like a router. Like, I'm like, that's irony.
I mean, when I'm playing the game, I'm not looking at the fucking console. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't like, care.
That's why I was like, I don't mind the Xbox being built like a mini fridge. I think
I just don't want to lag out of my fucking, like, game, bro. Like,
that's your internet. That's your internet, dude. That's not the PS5, bro.
That's all Wi-Fi, bro.
I'm still talking about this in 2021. I don't want to lag out of a game.
Do you got
some? Well, you got trash internet.
No. Stop paying $35 a month. I have never lagged out of an NBA Live game. I have never lagged out.
Because no one plays it. The servers are open. What the fuck? There's like six.
You're taking up
online.
All their bandwidth, bro.
I'm about to say that's why you lag out. They probably surprised my playing.
All their bandwidth. Hey,
yo, make sure he is perfect. Don't let him go. Not let him go.
Like, do you think it would be a bad idea to do like seasons? You know, like Call of Duty, Mortal Kombat, Fortnite. They'll do like seasons.
Yes, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Why?
Well, I don't think they can improve on gameplay.
They can't do that. Yeah,
I mean, I think more people would play it. More people would play it. I would play it. I mean, who doesn't?
I mean, but who that enjoys basketball games don't play 2K?
Me. I'm not paying $60 every year for the same. I literally quit like 3 years ago. I'm not doing it anymore.
You play Madden, nigga. What you play?
I don't play MLB pretty much any sports games. I don't play
$60 a year. So you want 2K to do some shit to benefit people who don't play sports games like that?
I don't play it because the game is so ass. Every year, I'm not spending $60 for the same fucking
that's
game.
That's understandable. But hold on.
What was the last game you bought? Like a $25.
What was the last
game you
bought?
A $25 season pass, 2K18. 2K18.
The worst 2K ever was the last 2K you bought.
Man, that's why I stopped buying it.
Yeah, that was the worst one.
Why would I buy it again if it was so ass?
I think with 2K, if you're an NBA head, it's kind of like a yearly tradition at this point. But if you're not,
yeah,
you
have
to
skip a
couple because there's no other basketball game to play. Like with every other profession, well, no, not football either, because football, them niggas locked that monopoly down on goddamn video games. Yeah. No way you making a damn anything outside of Madden worth playing. Like with football and basketball, you only can play one game franchise for them games because they're the best.
So you got
NBA
no choice,
has football,
man.
2K has basketball. And who the fuck wants to do that? Who wants to sit around playing Fortnite all goddamn day? What the
it's
fuck?
It's not that good of a game.
Well,
there's better games than 2K. I'm not spending $60 on it every year.
But how many basketball games are better than 2K? None.
Then just don't play a basketball game. Just watch it.
If I like basketball games, I'm going to want to play a basketball game. So I'm going to play 2K. That's the best basketball game.
I mean, I don't think you're a diehard NBA fan. So if you can skip, you can skip a couple 2Ks and not be hurt.
That's what I'm saying. For you, you're not going to like
people
game,
like
so.
Me. Yeah. People like me that like basketball, they like video games, they like 2K, but don't want to spend $60 on the same fucking game every year. They get so many more players.
18 was nothing like 17. So what are you talking about?
18? What do you mean?
18 was nothing like 17. Well, no,
isn't
they
like
weren't.
The same. It's like a copy and paste of the
no,
same.
No, 16 and 17 was the copy and paste.
Oh, okay.
Of the
18. Okay,
but
okay.
The
okay,
gameplay
yeah,
was still different. 17 and 18, it literally went from parks to the neighborhood. And 18 was terrible. Oh, it was a terrible game by far. But
they gotta bring back affiliations, man.
Please
they
stop
do
putting
it.
This notion that every 2K is the same. I've been playing 2K religiously since 2K2. They are not all the fucking same.
Dom, how old are you?
Next 10 consoles. I'm 23.
How old are you?
23.
You've been playing
2K2. Yes. I was born in 97, Wordu.
How old were you?
I'll be like five, yeah. Five playing. You can't, 5-year-olds can't play video games? I didn't say I was good, motherfucker.
He's probably
I was playing. I'm not saying I was out here 21
just doing quick
skunking,
maths.
Niggas.
Quick maths, quick maths.
I ain't out here fucking maths. 21 skunking.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, I'm trying to calculate in my head, you know.
So yeah, I've been playing forever. 2Ks are not they're not all the same. The last you say you stopped playing 2Ks ago at 18.
They're not worth $60 a year. The difference 18 between
18
year to year,
was definitely a 2K.
Okay,
that
so
about
I think
free.
I think the problem with 2K was when 2K14 came out, I think obviously it was a good thing But I think they stepped it up way too much. To the point where for 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20,
they declined.
You can't really improve much aside from artistic
They didn't really decline as much as they just didn't change much. And people
I don't think they could have. That's why I'm saying
make it a season pass type deal. $25 a year, something like that.
Just update that's good for the consumer, but for 2K? Update
the game modes.
Bro, 2K is money hungry,
because more people would play. More people would play it.
2K has always been money hungry. What are you talking about?
I don't think more people would play it. I'm not going to lie.
2K's not worried about player count. Think about Fortnite.
That's 2K TV.
But Fortnite was worried about player.
But Fortnite was worried about player count, and it got popular, which lets them get a lot of money. 2K was worried about player count. They did shit to benefit players, added microtransactions around 2K13, and realized, hold on. Fuck player count. If we
make them pay $60 for the game and then add microtransactions, that's ridiculous.
That's
a standard.
That's why I don't play it anymore.
What game doesn't have microtransactions?
Yeah. It's a norm now. Like
they jumped on the wave when it was early. They was early on it, but now it's normal. So why should they take it out if every other game is doing it? Fortnite does it. I think with 2K,
because they have the licensing monopoly, they can do whatever the fuck they
want. Just like Madden.
Probably 85% of online games do season passes. I think 2K should switch.
Wait, you said what happened now?
Probably like 85% of popular online games do some sort of season pass type thing.
So
Call of Duty does season pass.
Call of Duty does it. Who else? Fortnite started it for real. Fortnite popped that bitch off.
Those
are mostly RPG.
What was the last game you said?
Mortal Kombat 11.
Mortal Kombat doesn't have a season pass. I mean, not a season pass. They don't have a fucking they don't have seasons. Mortal Kombat.
Yes, they do.
Bro, I have Mortal Kombat. There's no season. No. They just add fucking DLC characters that you have to buy.
Are you saying Dom is a liar? Every season.
There's no season. They don't have seasons in Mortal Kombat.
But I think
not Mortal Kombat. I thought they did.
No. But with those games, once you make once you make the base game with those graphics.
They don't have a season. They don't have seasons. So there you go.
Yeah, you don't really need to improve on those graphics at all. But with 2K, when you make Fortnite once, you don't have to improve on those graphics much. So you can just get away with doing seasons.
You don't have to improve on 2K's graphics.
Yes, you fucking do.
Yes, you do.
Why?
Yeah, you do.
If they did the season passes in 2K15. You wouldn't see the graphical leap that we're going to see when PS5 comes out.
Well, yeah, from console to console generation. But I'm saying once they make the new generation console, I mean, they can update the graphics. So you just want
1-2K for every generation is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you saying?
So what he wants is
when the PS5 comes out and the Xbox refrigerator comes out, it's going to be like 2K universe, and you just pay $25 for it, and then they just add shit to basically 2K Fortnite.
They're not gonna add much to it. They never do.
You buy a base game, and then they just add shit to it.
Like, are you talking about like a DLC type deal with like
not DLC, like Fortnite. Fortnite is the base game, but you buy battle passes. You buy battle passes to unlock more shit and to get more shit. Like that's basically what you're saying. Basically, follow the premises of everybody else.
Why would they do that with 2K? Why would they do that with a sport game?
It doesn't make sense with sports
because every year they don't they don't change it that much. They could just update the old game instead of making a $60 new game and losing a fan base because no one wants to buy it.
But they change and add enough. But they change not really to make it a different game.
Not enough. Not really.
I mean, yeah, not really.
They don't.
How do you know if you ain't bought a 2K since?
I've played 2K20, 2K19, 2K18.
So what's
I don't think I played 17.
What's the difference between those three? Can you tell me what the difference
basically
is?
Basically nothing. That's my point.
That's completely
I say the
false.
Gameplay, maybe? The gameplay?
What do you mean the gameplay?
Basically,
the whole game.
How you make your players between
the
what?
Gameplay. The gameplay of the game is
18, 19, and 20. What you got? Matter of fact, 19 and 20 is the biggest difference on how you make your players. 18 and 19, those were same build. It was the same structure when it came to making players and shit like that, but the gameplay was different. 19
That's what I'm saying. Gameplay was different. Mortal Kombat Season 2. Oh, so each season is a DLC.
Jesus Christ.
I don't
think that's what I'm thinking. Like, are you saying DLC?
I'm about to say they drop new DLCs. They start dropping DLCs. It's not a season. It's not similar.
It adds content every once in a while. You have to buy a new game. Dude, I know what a DLC is.
No, in Fortnite, if you get sick of like this, the season, you just wait like a couple months and there's a whole new season and everyone else is back on. You don't really like get sick of Fortnite unless you don't like that type of like games.
It even calls it a season two DLC. It's literally, they add content. It's not a full price game. That's what they should do because they're not making a new game. It's basically the same
thing. So what content are you going to add to a 2K game in a fucking DLC?
Rosters, game modes.
So
what?
Update the rosters every year.
Actually, I was about to say something, but then I was about to say, you want me to pay $25 for an updated roster?
I'm not paying, that's what I'm saying. But then
you turn around and pay $60 for the next
roster.
What?
I'm about to say, so we already do that.
You pay $60 for a new fucking roster. Don't tell me you wouldn't pay $25.
I'm about to say, that's why I said I stopped myself. I had to think about it.
I'm talking to you, dude.
That's not true. The only new thing is not just the roster. They add a ton of other game shit modes. That's what I said.
They add other game modes.
They change how you do your player every year.
Okay, what game mode should they add then? Like what?
Y'all are talking about shit that nobody does on 2K.
Bro, I'm not making the game. I'm not gonna tell them what game mode.
What the? Let's keep it a buck. All 2K is Park and my team. That's all 2K is. Now, if you're telling me that they should come out with season passes, I need to know what are you going to change for Park and my team that I'm paying for with season passes? There's nothing you can change.
The same thing they change from game to game.
But no, the thing they change game to game is the mechanics with how you make your player. 1 year, I'm able to make two archetype type of player.
This year I have a patch where I can be a four-way type of player.
Okay, so why can't they change that if you have a season pass?
Why not? You can't. Because now you're telling me I have...
Why not?
Why not? How would they do that? Tell me how they would do it.
The same way they do it from game to game.
I'm just saying, what would they add? What would they actually add? Like, that's what I'm trying to see.
They have to take something away and add something. So you're telling me, I buy 2K Universe, and then at the end of the season... Because that's what this is, 2K Universe. Oh. I buy a base version of a basketball game, and then at the end of every season, you're going to have a DLC come out to where you're going to strip half the shit and add half the shit, and then go on from there for $25.
Just add affiliations. 2K's not doing that. Stop all this bullshit. Add affiliations.
I'm not saying they're going to do it. I don't think they will do it. I'm saying it would be best for the community if they instead of spending $60 a year.
Yes, that would be best for the community. But 2K don't give a fuck about the community.
So I'm not paying for an update that you should be doing.
We're not talking about a game company. I'm right.
You just don't think they'll do it.
I'm not paying for an update that you should be doing already.
Why would I pay for that? For a new game? Listen, Justin.
That's been the standard for like 8 years, bro.
Everything you're saying is something everybody that constantly... Everything that you're saying is something everyone who constantly plays 2K has said before in the past. Why don't they just make a base version, update it? We've all said this. But the only thing is, 2K isn't about the community. They're about money.
That idea doesn't work because
they lose money. That's what we're saying.
So what you're saying is you lost the argument, but you don't think they're going to do
it. What I'm saying is baseball is not a fucking sport. That's what I'm saying.
You're just mad you lost the argument.
Baseball is not a sport.
Baseball isn't a sport.
You say that when you know you're wrong, my guy. You go to baseball when you know you're wrong.
Y'all know the season pass would be way better. There'd be way more players.
Turn it way more. First of all, adding a season pass to a basketball game doesn't add player count. That's not going to add.
I would play it. Tim would probably play it.
Bro, you are not.
Okay. Time out. I think, Justin, with 2K season passes, I think a lot of the changes throughout the year, they can do through season passes. But some of the changes they do make, they can't do through season passes.
Why not?
They just can't.
Because you have to make a new game.
You can't just say they just can't.
They restructure the game. You can't restructure an entire game through an update. Or
Fortnite literally changed their entire game engine like a couple weeks ago.
They changed the game engine.
Yeah, they changed the map. They can't change the whole last mechanics of the game.
They add new skins. They add everything.
But how do you do that in 2K?
The same way they do in any other game.
But what did they change about the game? Like, they added, yes, they kept adding shit and taking shit away. But what about the game mechanics changed in Fortnite since day one? Because I've been playing Fortnite since season one. So I've been there the entire ride. What has changed mechanically about the game?
I'm saying, do you know what a game engine is?
Jesus Christ.
That's a no. That's a no. They changed the engine the game is based on. The entire physics of the game, the physics engine. They changed. If you could do that,
because I didn't, I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell playing Fortnite. I couldn't tell it was changed.
It was just a couple months ago.
Dude, play Fortnite right now after this podcast.
And you just saying big words. Just say big words, bro.
I don't know what the hell you just said. Bro, physics is not a big word.
Engine is definitely not a big word.
I say word is tripping now.
I think at the end of the day, bro, 2K has a monopoly on basketball and they can do whatever the fuck they want. So
I'm not saying they're going to do it. I'm saying they get way more players. Way more fans would be happy if they did it. Yes, it would. Yes,
more people would be happy. People, fans would be happy. The community would be happy. I agree with you there, but they wouldn't get more players because they have a fucking, what you call it, battle pass for a fucking 2K.
They would. They would.
Don't think so.
Hypothetical.
It's all hypothetical, man. They got a monopoly.
Carlo, next topic.
Well, that's the last topic.
Well, wrap it up like a condom, man. Wrap it up like a condom.
But I don't know. Just the last, the last thing I want to say is I just don't get the whole console war thing. Still, at the end of the day, just play on the console that your friends are at.
The PS4 has way more exclusive.
Or just get both.
Oh my god, Jesus!
Just get both,
bro. What? You think
just get both?
Yeah. What the fuck do I look like?
Not
yeah,
you get one console to play online.
That's some big ballers, right? Just get both, nigga.
Most people can't afford even a PlayStation or Xbox. You can get both.
First of all, whoever about to come out here and fork up 16, well, I don't know how much the Xbox is, but the PlayStation is like 800, right?
I heard the Xbox must be 400.
They haven't really come out with a price, but
then neither of them have prices.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor that it was 800, which I'm about to say ain't no fucking way I'm paying 800 for that shit. When the last gen comes,
last gen probably
gonna
be 500.
Right? 500.
It's probably gonna be 500.
The last one was 400, I think.
No, last year consoles, when they were on release, they were 500, right?
Xbox was 500 on release day. PS4 was 400. And that's why a lot of people converted to PS4, because it was cheaper.
Exactly. That was the main reason, yeah.
Yeah, that was the main reason.
Yeah, the $100 wasn't doing it for me. I didn't feel like spending $100 less to play with myself on the PlayStation, so.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, PlayStation got mad exclusives that are one player. You're playing with yourself. Sorry, can't do it.
Yeah.
At
the end of the day, just go to the console where your friends are. That's it.
He never heard the masturbation station.
Masturbation station, bro.
Yeah, bro. PlayStation's the masturbation station, bro. Name all the best exclusives. One player playing with yourself. Sorry.
Y'all got
all exclusives
that's
are
about
single
it.
Player.
What you said? All of them are single player. Exactly.
Well, name an exclusive on the Xbox that's multiplayer.
And that is the rebuttal. Gears
maybe
of
like
War,
Halo.
Gears of War, Halo.
Halo?
Who plays though?
What are you talking about?
It's people with Xboxes play them. What the fuck? Who plays Spider-Man?
Halo on PC. PlayStation.
He said,
Halo's
duh.
On PC. It's not exclusive.
Duh.
First of all, isn't Microsoft, don't they make PCs?
Very true.
Okay, there you go. It's a Microsoft game, nigga.
Very true.
Of course it's going to be on PC. Can you play it on PlayStation? Fuck no.
Tim and Justin, y'all losing this argument, man.
No, we're not.
This isn't an argument. I'm not trying to make this argument.
This man is mad because he doesn't play single player games.
I mean, I don't play single player games. That's just boring to me. I don't really like single player games.
All right, man. But either way,
y'all play 2K.
Definitely not. But I play multiplayer games. You know, if I spend like $300-$400 on a console,
what games do you play?
I'm going to want to play with other people.
2K, Madden,
by myself.
COD.
I play 2K, Madden, COD, yes. Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat
it's
11.
Over.
This man said you play a fish. She said COD,
GTA.
Bro.
What else do I got installed? Madden. What else do I got installed? Fight Night, Skate 3, Gears, Halo.
You say what Skate 3?
Yeah, Skate 3, yes. What else? Modern Warfare 2, still play that.
He's like, respect, that's respect.
Called. Respect, respect, respect.
Well, I play different Call of Duties. I don't just play one Call of Duty. And Call of Duties are different, bro. Calm down. What else?
Yeah, calm down, calm down.
I play a ton of shit, but all the games I play are multiplayer. That's the premise. Everything I play is multiplayer. I don't like single player games. Therefore, I don't need a PlayStation.
Damn, it was a very, very hostile podcast, bro. A hostile podcast for y'all.
But you didn't. But you don't play Halo or Gears of War.
Halo, I stopped playing Halo when the story got stupid. I stopped playing it. And Gears of War, I stopped at what, 4? Yeah, one story. I mean, they only have 5. I stopped playing them. Yeah, they only have 5, and I stopped at 4. Once the stories get dumb, I stopped playing them. So.
It is what it is.
All right. Episode 4. All right,
let's wrap it up like a condom.
Wrap it up like a condom.
All right. Y'all got anything else to say?
Oh, I got anything one off thing your to chest? Say. One thing to say.
Is it about LeBron again?
I got one thing to say. Yo, fuck Tommy Lauren. All right, let's go. Outros.
All right. I don't know who the fuck that is, but let's do the outros. Tim, go ahead.
Nasty.
Good outro.
I'm muting my mic, bro. I'm stupid. Dude.
Okay.
I'm muting my. All right, bro.
Yes, you are.
Peace out, guys.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. And have a great night.
All right, Justin. Go ahead.
All right, GG boys.
GG.
Single player games. I'm gonna be playing Spider-Man. Dom will not be playing Spider-Man.
No, he would not.
I don't need to play with myself.
Spider-Man's lit. I don't want to hear it.
Play with myself. You're right.
Badass. All right.
Buy the PS5 and play Spider-Man.
Yeah, that game about to be lit. Verdu, go ahead.
Spider-Man.
Me.
Whoa. Spider-Man with a black eye. Oh, new game. What the fuck out of here?
Add me on SoundCloud. Alex Verdu, you know what I'm saying? Go stream Doing the Most featuring Young Damo, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Oh, it's Damo's song. It's Damo. I'm going to say it's Damo.
I don't understand why I'm always featured on my song, but it is what it is. I never understood that.
Damo featuring Alex Verdu. Follow me on Instagram. At Wordy the Dude, at Wordy the Artist, at me on Snapchat, CEO Chief Ski. Go subscribe to the damn shit, man. Let's go, man. Run us up, man. I see y'all showing love on the fucking YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Go subscribe, like and subscribe down here.
Post notifications. Down here. Turn them on.
You know what I'm saying? We out.
All right, Dom, go ahead.
All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed hearing me yell at nothing. Please go out and buy the Xbox or PC. Don't buy a game where you play with yourself. Like, come on, it should be common sense. Stop playing with yourself in 2020, you know? And yeah, that's about it. Oh, and fuck that dude that had something to say about Kobe when Vanessa got the fucking tattoo, when she got the tattoos of Kobe and Gigi. Fuck that weird ass nigga on Twitter who was going around saying everyone should stop supporting it because Kobe was a rapist. Suck a dick, dude. You weren't alive. You don't know what the fuck happened.
Anyway. It's not nice, Dom. It's not nice.
Yeah,
he's not trying to be nice. Yeah, definitely was a lot of
your hair isn't nice. Get a fade. Get a temp fade.
I don't need a fucking temp fade.
I need to get a haircut too, bro.
Hey, yo, anybody with a cute sister who can braid, let me know. Hit me up. I gotta get
Justin's got a cute sister.
Can she braid, though?
I mean, probably.
All right, we're going to catch y'all later, man. Peace.